Right. I'm going to go get me some fried chicken the second I've done this.
Are you?
As is customary, yeah.
Did you not have... I thought you didn't have a place. Do you have a place? Is it miles away?
I've got to call up in advance and they've got to cook it specially.
That is amazing!
I know. They know who I am the second I call.
That's like BFC, Bespoke Fried Chicken.
Oh, it's Oz's Pizza. They're not even a chicken place. They just make me chicken. It's great.
Where do they get the chicken and the batter from?
I don't ask questions, Jenny.
That is amazing, though. Do they have a deep fat fry? Do they do chips? Is this one of those pizza and chips kind of programs?
I don't know. Yeah, they do chips.
Right.
But don't ask me about the chicken. I don't know where it comes from. Ask me no questions. I'll tell you no lies. That's what the Turkish guy at the store says whenever I ask for it. I go in, Jen. I give the Turkish man some money. He gives me some fried chicken. I go home. I'm really happy.
That's all right, then.
That is all right. Oh, hello and welcome back to the 3 Minute 16 podcast with me, Zeke Hidden, and my co-host, Podcast Jenny. Jen, how's it going?
It's good. We're talking about food. It's good.
Oh, it is good. That should be the slogan of BFC.
Good.
Just good. Yeah. Acceptable. That's the slogan for BFC right there. Someone in the comments needs to Photoshop us a storefront, some signage for BFC. Good is the slogan.
It just needs to be in, like, you know, double quotes.
Yes! Coincidentally, as luck would have it, it also happens to be the Food Standards Agency rating for BFC, so that works out nicely. Guys, make this happen down in the comments below. Get ye to the Photoshop. Speaking of people down in the comments below, we've got more topics, Jen.
Good!
Good! Today's topic, if we get our old stopwatch ready.
Mine's ready.
Oh, mine's so ready.
It's not ready. We just get it. Right, it's ready now.
I mean you that. Right, hang on one sec. Okay, yeah. Today's topic, as suggested to us by a long-time topic suggester, Carol Todhunter, is... banning visible tattoos / piercings in the workplace.
Go!
Yeah. Right.
There's a problem here, right? Because if you work in a tattoo and piercing shop...
yeah. That's tough, isn't it? You've just got a vacant lot and everyone's standing outside wondering what the policy is.
They'd just be noticeable by their absence, wouldn't they? And you'd be like, I don't know whether I need to use this shop or not.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. That's the biggest flaw in that plan, if you wanted to introduce a law banning tattoos in the workplace.
If you're in the army, right?
And I'm not. Just for the record, I'm not.
You're not?
Mm-mm.
Not even your own army, no. I know somebody who ended up... He was in the army, mm-hmm. and he, for reasons that escape me even now, he had a tattoo of Sonic the Hedgehog on his wrist. I don't know why. I believe he had it done when he was 16. You do these things, don't you?
So well, you can go faster, obviously.
Well, quite.
You're in the army, you need to run fast. You've got a Sonic tattoo.
Well, makes he sense. Had to cover to it up. He had to cover it up with a wristband.
Why?
Because they don't allow visible tattoos.
But I guess why is the question, you know?
Because it's a good question, actually, because if you're in Afghanistan and you go surrender and you lift up your wrist and it's got Sonic the Hedgehog on it and they all burst out laughing, then you've won, haven't you, automatically?
Well, yeah, everyone puts down their guns and just goes, oh man, that is a sick tattoo, sorry I didn't see that there. And you're like, oh, that's all right, no worries, they make me cover it up with this band. Yeah, and then war's over and then the regime won't have anything to do, will it? The system. No. I think the reason Carol asked this was because ages and ages ago when she suggested the topic, I saw she also posted on Facebook, it was a teacher, pretty hot actually, this like rock-looking teacher, kindergarten teacher, who was, I don't know if she was fired or what, but she wasn't allowed to teach. She caught a lot of flack from parents. She had lots of tattoos. But yeah. What do you think about that?
That's a more difficult one because I'm not sure that in that kind of environment it's necessarily entirely appropriate.
What, to go in with like a Slayer tattoo on
basically
your,
yeah
on your
yeah
arm. But a Sonic tattoo, that'll get the kids would love that, wouldn't they?
Well, that's true, but nobody's ever tried that, have they? So there's no empirical evidence for that one.
No, that is true. I went to my workplace recently and, you know, I've got tattoos on my arms and They couldn't care less. I think because deep down, they looked
your workplace is your attic, yeah.
Well, no, like in an actual office. I went in to see a client in London, and I think deep down they just knew that they were badass tattoos. Like, everyone looked at them and were like, why wouldn't you have those out?
No, fair enough.
We're wrapping up on time here. Have you got any tattoos, Jim?
No.
Jolly good. We'll catch you next time. Thanks, everyone.